Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hey, good Friday evening. This is Lee Bright. I just wanted to give you the Ingalls Advantage talk line for this last hour. It's 800-347-1063. The Common Sense Retirement Planning text line is 71307. The word to text this hour to 72881 is TUMBLE, T-U-M-B-L-E, TUMBLES to 72881. For the $1,000 bankroll, we've got Mike Cutler, who was former INS agent, testified before Congress many times, who has taken the time today to be with us and answer some questions from our listeners. So if you want to call the Ingalls Advantage line or text the Common Sense Retirement line, we'll get as many as we can. Michael Cutler, if you want to finish your comment, then I have Brenda calling in on immigration from a cell phone.
Well, all I was saying is that we know that the alien smuggling organizations are working with terrorist organizations throughout Latin America to bring aliens into the United States, and among them are criminals and fugitives and sleeper agents. It's a threat to national security. How in the world the Democrats can say there's no crisis here is beyond anything I could begin to comprehend, Lee.
Yeah, it's amazing. You've got so many of the answers, but it seems like the common sense is totally ignored in Washington. And I think you hit the nail on the head. It's just that globalist march to try to erode our sovereignty, and we've got to battle back. That's for sure. Well, I've got Brenda on the line. Brenda,
sure.
Brenda, are you there? I got Michael Cutler on the line. If you want to ask him a question.
Well, you know, I think he explained everything very well, very knowledgeable. And, you know, the comment, I just more had a comment about, you know, it's time for Washington to listen and to look. I'm a mother, and I have been following the angel moms, and I've been following, and I just personally cannot comprehend how Washington politicians can ignore parents like Kate Stein's family, and oh, so many. And you know, I mean, it's time, and I really, really appreciate, you know, all the information that has been shared. It's been great. As I've been sharing,
Brenda,
with people,
all I can say to you is you have to get involved. Look, how do you ignore 9/11? How do we ignore that last year more people died of opiate overdoses than were killed in car accidents? How do we ignore that we're spending more and more money on English as a second language when American children, particularly kids with learning disabilities, aren't getting what they need because we're spending money on English as a second language? Americans' needs are no longer of concern to Washington. Isn't that crystal clear by now?
Very much so. And, you know, one of the things that, and of course, thank you for reiterating that about our learning disability, because I'm a mother of a special needs child. And I, of all people, know how limited
I'm the father of a special needs child. I hope your child is doing well. But I have to tell you, because of early intervention, my son just graduated with an engineering degree.
That is
an honors program,
phenomenal.
And that's because of early intervention, but they're cutting the funding for these programs now.
They are. They're cutting funding for them, and yes, we're paying.
How's your child doing? How's your child doing, by the way? How old is he or she?
She's 45 years old. She is in a faith-based group home. She is no longer under the state, which is an absolute blessing. Because, of course, the state, I think group homes are not good. But anyway, you know, go on, and thank you for asking about her. She has definitely benefited from being in a faith-based group home. Yes. Much benefited. But, you know, and I end with this, and you reiterated it so much, but You know, I keep telling people, wake up, Americans. Wake up, Americans, when our government is giving welfare and food stamps or SNAP now, and all these government benefits to
Well, Brenda, I don't want to cut you short, but I'm going to have to run because I do my own internet radio show, 7 o'clock, the Michael Cutler Hour on Blog Talk Radio. But what I would love for you to do is go to my website, please. It's michaelcutler.net, C-U-T-L-E-R, one word, michaelcutler.net. I write for Front Page Magazine. My latest article for Front Page, Congress earns Nero Award for fiddling while America is invaded. How's that for a title? We need to get ourselves involved. We need to share information with our neighbors, and we need to not be intimidated with the false accusations that we're being xenophobic or anything else. We have the right, we have the requirement as parents, as citizens, to look out for this country, look out for our children, look out for each other. I want to make one final point. The politicians and the pollsters are quick to talk about mythical Latino voters. If you believe that Americans who are Latino by ethnicity or by race are different from all other Americans and have different concerns and different dreams, then you're two things, very foolish and a racist. All Americans want our government to keep us safe from our enemies. That's the job of the military. They want law enforcement to keep our towns and communities safe. They want the schools to educate our children. And when you hear the nonsense about Latinos wanting open borders, I can assure you, no American is hoping that his or her child is going to go to school with a gang member. And it's not just from Latin America, because human nature is human nature. As an immigration agent, I've arrested criminals and terrorists from Europe, from Asia, from Africa, from the Caribbean, from Canada, from Israel, from Pakistan. I got an award from the government of Japan. This isn't about Latinos. It's not about brown skin. It's about protecting America and Americans from individuals who have no inherent right to be here, but who pose a threat to national security, public safety, public health, and the livelihoods of American workers. That's what our immigration laws are about.
Well, Michael, I tell you, I really appreciate you coming and spending so much time with us. I appreciate our callers calling in. We've obviously got another 45 minutes of the show, so we're going to have a lot more conversation. But I know you've got tell folks your website again so that way they can follow you.
Absolutely. And please share the information, folks, because part of what I call my bucket brigade of truth. My website is Michael Cutler, C-U-T-L-E-R, michaelcutler.net. I write for frontpagemag.com, and I also write for The Social Contract. But you got to be involved, folks. You know, when we go to restaurants, we're very specific about the food that we want to eat, and we're very specific about the way we want it prepared. And if we're not happy, we send it back. And if that doesn't work, we leave. We need to be no less specific with people who are paid to represent us. They are our employees, and we've been lousy employees because many of them have been insubordinate to us. That's how I see it. So please get involved. I always like to say democracy is not a spectator sport. And yes, I know this is a republic, not a democracy, but you understand the point. We need to be involved. And, you know, my dad, may rest in peace, told me that I would teach people how they should treat me by demonstrating what I'm willing to accept. For far too long, we've accepted some pretty miserable treatment at the hands of our own supposed political representatives. We, the people, can turn this around, but we've got to make the effort. Lee, I want to thank you for what you're doing, and I wish you the best of luck. It's a pleasure to join you on the program today, and I hope you and everybody out there has a wonderful weekend coming up.
Thank you. Same to you. And when we come back, we're going to talk a little bit about this special election coming up on Tuesday. And take more of your calls. Ingalls Advantage talk line, 800-347-1063. Common Sense Retirement Planning text line, 71307. We'll see you after the break. Hey, this is Lee Bright. I'm guest hosting for Bobby Mack, who's off today. Wanted to, we've had a great 3 hours. Really enjoyed you being with us. The Ingalls Advantage talk line is 1-800-347-1063. The Common Sense Retirement Planning text line is 71307. And the $1,000 bankroll word is tumble, T-U-M-B-L-E. TUMBLE. And you text that to 72881. Text TUMBLE to 72881. We've got Lou in Campobello calling in wanting to talk about the gas tax. So, Lou, you're on the line. Thanks for calling on the show.
Thank you. Lee, let me say, first of all, thank you for, I know it's off topic. Thank you for taking it. Second of all, I know you did a lot for your constituents in this area with the gas tax, and I know what happened to you was unfortunate, you know, and I'm sorry it did, but I have a question for you. We had a town hall meeting last night, and you found out that the state of South Carolina moved almost a half a billion dollars, $500 million from that they've collected from this gas tax into the state infrastructure bank. And I don't think anybody would probably know better than you. Why are they moving the money that they said they would fix the roads to the state infrastructure bank, where we probably don't have a chance for it to be used to fix anything in the upstate? I thought the infrastructure bank was when they had to finance a product. This tax is going on. The money's there. Why would they move it to the infrastructure bank?
Well, you're exactly right. And I'll tell you, this was something that, you know, you give those speeches in Columbia and you hope the whole world is watching ETV. But between the mainstream media and the limited viewership, people don't get the word. But I said many times, there are no press conferences for fixing potholes. And nobody names a repaired pothole after anyone. It's the new roads, you know, that they've been force-feeding asphalt down to Charleston. You know, you look at the 526 project, they're trying to do the 73 project. So it's something that we warn folks about, but voices of dissent, often they attempt to silence, and they tried to silence me, but I'm behind a microphone today and Monday, so as long as I'm breathing, I'm not going to be silent. But I don't think that if they were not able to remove me from Columbia, would the gas tax have passed? You know, we were able to stop it 2 years in a row, but, you know, they just they put a big target on me, and they were able to move me out of Columbia. And I've been watching the highway signs. You know, it says over 1,000 highway deaths, and I remember the commercial they ran against me. They spent a fortune on that commercial that I was responsible for 800-something highway deaths, and they claimed that, you know, this was going to reduce highway deaths, and we've still got them. So it's one of those things where, you know, they used everything they could. They weaponized, you know, injuries on the highways and blamed that on folks that didn't want to raise the gas tax. So, you know, it's one of those things where we got to stay in the fight. I appreciate you being knowledgeable on the issue. I mean, that's the thing. We've got to have people that are paying attention, that understand the issue, spreading the words to friends and neighbors. People listen to their friends.
I don't know why, and I know there was a loophole in the gas tax to allow them to do it, but in my opinion only, it's a Hugh Leatherman slush fund. We don't stand a chance of getting any of that money. I mean, he's going to use it on roads where he can have his wife's concrete company supply the concrete, and in 4 more years, the state's going to come to us and say, we don't have the money to fix the roads. I mean, if I came to you and said, Lee, I'm going to pave your driveway, it'll cost $2,500, I want the money up front, and you gave me the money and I just left, it's fraud, death by deception. But when the state of South Carolina does it, it just seems to be normal business practice.
Well, there's a few good guys down there, but I get the feeling more and more every day like we live in the Socialist Republic of South Carolina. So, you know, it's been very sad. We've got good conservative people in this state. But one of the big issues is, you know, the primaries. We got to close these primaries because they keep putting in. Here's the plan: that they find moderates to run in conservative districts, and they deceive the people that aren't paying attention. So they put the moderates in where we could really have conservatives fighting the liberals, and then of course you get the most liberal candidates in the Democrat districts for the most part. I mean, there are a few that aren't, you know, to the left of Obama, but most of the senators in Columbia that are Democrats are to the left of Obama. So We are fighting a battle, and they keep electing folks that are supposed to be fighting, or we do, folks that are supposed to be fighting on our side that cave at every turn. So, you know, it's, and we've got, you know, we've got a special election coming up here in the Senate District 6 race, and I'm going to go over some things that I have, and we'll discuss Monday, and I've already been reached out to by someone from Representative Lawson's campaign. You know, he'd like to come on the show Monday, and if anybody from Amy Ryberg Doyle's campaign wants to come on the show, or Mr. Stringer wants to come on the show, well, you know, we'll be glad to make time and give equal time and be fair. But I've got some real concerns. You know, I've read some of the comments that are supposedly, and I listened to Tara this morning a little bit about this deleted Twitter account, and it's all over Facebook, and I think it's been up on Facebook about some comments about gun control, which really concerns me. You know, there's some comments about Trump. There's just a lot out there. And, you know, when people go deleting Twitter accounts, that really makes me nervous. You got to think if you delete a whole account. I mean, I can understand somebody, you know, in a moment's notice put something up and decide later they didn't want to have that. You know, they did it in a moment of passion. But, you know, as far as deleting whole accounts, that's a different story. So I'm getting a little concerned about that.
Well, thank you, Lee. And I tell you, I think everybody who knows and sees what's going on wishes they wouldn't have money bombed you into oblivion. And that's the only reason, the lies and the deception. But, you know, I know it can't mean much. But thank you for all you did for at least delaying it for as long as you could.
Well, I appreciate that. Well, thanks for calling in. I was going over some things. You know, Representative Loftus, you know, he and I don't agree on everything. I mean, I understand he voted for the gas tax once and against it once, which, you know, most of the folks down there voted for it both times, so we can at least give him that. But I'm not happy about that gas tax vote. But I've looked at some of the things, you know, with Amy Ryberg Doyle, which I've heard Kevin Bryant's commercial, and Kevin is extremely close. And I just want to get this out there. Greg Ryberg, I served with him in the Senate. He was a warrior. And so many times, there were just a few of us. And not on every issue did we agree, but so many times we did. And he was such a strong voice in Columbia. And I can understand Kevin's appreciation for that. But, you know, I look at some of the comments that I found, you know, in newspaper articles. And, you know, one thing, in a public vote, I mean, they had a unanimous vote to get rid of the Confederate, or that they were supporting South Carolina getting rid of the Confederate flag, the battle flag. Now, Loftus voted to leave it up. I'm going to tell you, I was there. The amount of heat we took on that, those of us that were not going to equate folks that fought on the side of the Confederacy with what Dylann Roof did, those of us that made that stand were absolutely maligned, absolutely attacked. I mean, I had somebody call me on my phone saying that they wish somebody would blow my brains out on the way home. That's how nasty that fight was. So that took a lot of courage. And anybody that voted to defend Southern heritage on that vote has my respect, and I appreciate Representative Loftus on that vote. And I noticed it was a unanimous vote with City Council to basically throw in with the political correct crowd that wanted to besmirch our ancestors, and you know, that really bothers me. And people ought to know that when they cast their vote. I mean, that's one issue. But I read some comments. You know, I sponsored the bathroom bill here in South Carolina, and people don't really realize what was going on there, because it was the media made such a made so much confusion out of it. But when we come back, we're gonna rehash a little bit of the bathroom bill, and if you want to call and talk about it, then of course we're gonna go over some other issues too. 800-347-1063 is Ingalls Advantage text line. Common Sense Retirement Planning text line is 71307. When we come back from the break, we'll discuss that. Thank you. Hey, this is Lee Bright sitting in for Bobby Mack. The Ingalls Advantage talk line is 1-800-347-1063. The Common Sense Retirement Planning text line is 71307. And if you'll text TUMBLE, TUMBLE, to 72881, that'll get you into the $1,000 bankroll contest. We were talking before the break about this Senate District 6 primary. It's a special election on Tuesday. I was kind of looking through some of the information. There's a lot. I noticed on Dwight Loftus' Facebook, he's got a lot of these deleted Twitter postings from Amy Ryberg Doyle. So I suggest you check that out. And apparently on Monday, we'll probably have Loftus on the show. Love to have Amy Ryberg Doyle on the show. I know I've got some friends that are on that. Kevin Bryant, obviously, he and I are very close friends. I'm a little concerned on the social issue side of this race. Here's a quote from the state newspaper from Ms. Doyle. The Republican Party should stay out of bedrooms and, frankly, now bathrooms, Dole said, referring to proposals that Republican legislators introduced this year to ban transgender people from using the bathroom of their choice. Well, if you remember that debate, Charlotte, North Carolina had passed an ordinance that was actually going to fine businesses that did not allow men to use the women's restrooms. Now, the state has no business in telling a private business who can and can't use their restrooms, but Charlotte, North Carolina was going to do it. So a bill was passed in North Carolina to put a stop to that, to preempt it. And we had the same issue here in South Carolina. Columbia City Council passed the same, or was going to pass the same resolution. And there was a gentleman in the Columbia City Council that sounded the alarm bells and actually was able to get that stopped. And they beat him in his next election. So we were in danger of that in Columbia and some of these other cities. We were in danger of that. And also you had in Dorchester County, you had a young man that wanted to use the girls' showers. So we had a real issue. And, of course, the Chamber of Commerce just beat us to death on it and said that, you know, a business might not move here. And then there was one business that said they weren't coming here. And then, of course, there was a lot about that business in the news later. So it was kind of interesting how they cited that, and then all that went away later. But even in North Carolina, I met with the gentleman that was the majority leader, and he was telling me that all these businesses were making these public statements because they were getting so much pressure, but privately they were telling them that they were not going to change their plans as far as coming into the state. So, you know, if you're concerned about social issues, you know, you've got to take pause at some of Doral's comments. And, you know, we've got a lot of text coming in on some issues, so I want to kind of get caught up on the text line. There was got a text in just a little bit ago. Of course, we've had so many coming in. If Brian is backing an anti-gun candidate, I need to rethink my support of him too. Some of those tweets, and you know, that's my understanding is that's her previous Twitter account that's been deleted. If some of those tweets are correct, and she's made some of those comments about guns, it is very disturbing. I know that Greg Gregory is supporting her, Senator Greg Gregory, and you know, he is the one that has sponsored some gun control legislation in Columbia, and that gives me concern. I mean, we've got to protect the Second Amendment. I don't think that they're done with Southern Heritage yet. They are trying to get rid of monuments in other states, and I'm sure that's coming here. And with her voting, you know, with the rest of Greenville City Council against the flag, you know, I'm concerned where she'd be on the monument. So I think we got some real questions, and maybe she'll come on the show Monday and answer some of them. But, you know, maybe she's changed her opinions on some of these things. Maybe that's why she deleted them. But I do get concerned about, you know, people do talk one way when it's election time and do something totally different when they serve. You know, I'll agree with Kevin Bryant in the ad. You know, Greg Ryberg was a conservative. He voted right. I mean, he was solid. But, you know, that doesn't mean that's what his daughter's going to do. So, you know, I believe in loyalty and I appreciate loyalty, but I don't know if Senator Lieutenant Governor Bryant has seen those tweets, and, you know, I'd love to have him on the show. I mean, Kevin's a good friend, and I consider Greg Ryberg a good friend, but, you know, I've got to call him like I see him and tell you what I believe. You know, I've had a lot of people call me and ask me about these things, and when I listened to Tara's show this morning, if you get a chance, listen to that podcast. I mean, that was some disturbing things on there, and next week, you know, maybe on Monday, we'll have some of those, and I'd like to go over some of that stuff because it's really concerning. If she does hold those gun views, if she doesn't think that people should have, you know, have the ability to have semi-automatic weapons, that's a big concern. I mean, that's something that, you know, I think the Second Amendment was written for us to protect ourselves, you know, from the government if necessary. So, you know, to say people can't have and you think about it, somebody breaks into your home, what's the best weapon to defend yourself with? I mean, you know, you have people seem to argue that the Second Amendment was made for hunting, and quite frankly, it was not made for hunting. And it was made for people to be able to defend themselves from others and from the government. So it's a very concerning thing. You know, I think Monday we're going to have a lot more discussion. Hopefully we'll have both candidates on the show. And, of course, we've got Mr. Stringer. We want to extend an invitation to anybody that's listening with his campaign. If he'd be on the show, that would be great. I'm trying to go through some of these texts, some of these things. I don't know if I should really read on the air, but I have somebody says, who is William Timmons, conservative or rhino, Trumper or anti-Trumper? Inquiring minds want to know. You know, we'll see. I mean, he made some comments about Trump. You know, he did change some positions based on the fact he said he was pressured. So, you know, there's a lot more pressure in Washington. Hope he does a good job. I mean, you know, I we'll see. I mean, we've got 2 years coming up. So if he doesn't, you know, he'll probably face a challenge. I don't know where it'll come from. Let's see. Got somebody texting about the Michael Cutler interview. Haley, I appreciate you and Michael's insight. Michael really informed me. It's a truly sad situation that both parties have brought us to this point. Here's one. I have lived in Doyle's neighborhood for 20 years. Many houses who routinely place liberal Democrat and liberal Republican signs in their yard are displaying her signs. She is not a conservative. Read her deleted Twitter post. And like I said, I'll reach out to Senator or Lieutenant Governor. I don't know which title he prefers over the weekend. See if he wants to come in and talk on Monday. We'd love to have him on the show. I'll reach out to him over the weekend. But do check into that some of those Twitter posts. See what you can verify. I mean, I listened to Tara this morning on it, and I'm going to go kind of through some of those myself. But this is a very important election. I mean, these primaries are so important, and the number of people that are going to turn out and vote, it's going to be such a small number. The amount of impact you can have in this election, and I did have somebody, and we've got so many texts trying to get through all of them, but I had somebody comment that they'd just given up completely, and that's why they didn't vote in the primaries, because it was a waste of time. You got to keep fighting. I mean, the responsibility is yours. Study the candidates. Be informed. You know, listen to you listen to Terry, you listen to Bobby Mack. I mean, you get a lot of information. I mean, listen to Vince, listen to this station. I mean, you find out a lot about local politics, where people stand, not just what they say, but what they really do. And that's what's important. So we're up against another break. When we come back on the other side, we're going to go over some more of your calls, more of your text, and we'll see you here in just a few. Hello, this is Lee Bright filling in for Bobby Mack. The Ingalls Advantage talk line is 1-800-347-1063. The Common Sense Retirement Planning text line is 71307. And the word for the hour is tumble. That's T-U-M-B-L-E, tumble. Text that to 72881 for the $1,000 bankroll contest. Got a couple of callers in just a few minutes. So we've got Everett calling in about the District 6 Senate race.
Good evening, Senator Bright. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Doing well. I live in this district, so there's a lot of stuff out there. Her Twitter account, she actually deleted it and created a new one, but someone was able to go and grab all those Twitter screenshots and has been making them available on Facebook. So, I mean, you can basically read her own words and find out where she was.
Where is that? Is that on Representative Loftus' Facebook page? I noticed Tara was going through it, and I didn't know where she was getting it from, and I thought that was where it was.
Yeah, I've shared it on my Facebook, too, and I've also done my little, you know, my little sheet that I do for every election that comes around, so... I did one for this one. I don't know what I do for special elections.
And Everett, it's up to you if you want to give your last name, that way they can find you on Facebook.
Yeah, my last name is Headley. And if you want to look up Everett M. Headley, you can find my Facebook post on this election. I do a lot of research and find out where people really stand on the issues. And, you know, it's been enlightening. I've been around a few blocks a couple times in a few elections, and, I just, you know, she's trying to portray herself as a conservative Republican. I will give her the fact that she's a Republican. I don't think I can give her the fact that she's a conservative. I just don't. I think she's a moderate. I mean, she supported John Kasich for president. And I think most of her views probably align with him on a lot of issues. So that's just where she is. So, anyway, and I've known Dwight for years. I mean, he has been a consistent vote in the state house. He's not flashy. He doesn't go out there wanting the spotlight. He just does the steady work that that needs to get done to get good legislation through. And he's been a consistent vote. So, you know, why mess it up?
Well, I tell you, the flag vote to me is just such an important vote, because that's when the whole, as a legislator in 8 years, the whole world came on those of us that would not throw basically the Confederates that fought for their home state and fought and died, that would not throw them under the bus and besmirch them. I mean, that was so much courage it took. I know the chamber did a profiling courage. They listed all the legislators that voted to take it down, and it was 90%. I mean, how does it take courage to go along with the crowd when it's that big?
Well, this was for the in front of the statue. Is that what it was for?
No, this was for the flag when they wanted to take down the flag and blame all the our Confederate ancestors for what the Dylann Roof did, who had absolutely was crazy and nobody condones that, but to blame that on our ancestors who fought to defend our state and fought for the rights of the states is something that I couldn't be a part of. But I mean, whether you agree or disagree, it took a lot of courage to cast that vote. So that's something I do appreciate.
Okay. Well, I mean, because he's been there. He's not been my representative, but this is my state senate seat. So, I get to cast a vote on Tuesday. So.
Well, I appreciate you calling and tell us where you stand. And hey, I'm going to be on again Monday, and we're going to be talking about it. So I'd love to have you on again.
All right,
good deal. Well, thanks for calling in. We got one more call. We're fixing to go into the weekend and go into the end of the show. We got Walter in Campobello.
Hey, Lee.
Yes, sir.
I just wanted to call you and tell you I'm proud of you for standing up for our heritage.
Well, I appreciate that.
I am 70 years old. My dad's in World War II. My grandpa was in World War I. I'm Vietnam. And I get so mad at people standing up against South Carolina about their flag, which it was not. If people, what gets me is people, and I know real ed, all I got is a high school education, but I studied South Carolina history in seventh grade in South Carolina. Seventh grade history was a book. You read South Carolina history.
Well, I'll tell you, I hate to do this to you, but they're going to cut me off in about 20 seconds. If you can call back Monday, we'd love to have you on the show, because we're going to be talking about, Monday is Martin Luther King Day. We're going to cover that. We're also going to cover, that's the day that Robert E. Lee's birthday is celebrated. So we're going to cover both topics on Monday. So if you want to call back in Monday, I'd love to have you on the show. But in about 6 seconds, they're going to take us off. Everybody have a good weekend. And Walter, like I said, we'd love to talk to you again on Monday.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.